Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Matter Glad, Monday night. Hello, everybody. Hello to the world. The show where you can say what you're mad about or glad about.
Right.
And right off the top of my head, I don't want to give this story away, but
right.
I spent part of the day speaking with the Associated Press out of Colorado. I got an email from a guy who is blind, who works with the Blind Society in Sacramento, California.
Oh,
and he told me a story about a woman that was simply unbelievable. A woman who got hit by a car on her way home from school, the Colorado School for the Blind, and was thrown in the air, went through the windshield of the car, and injured so much that they didn't think she was going to live. Or she did live.
See? So.
Now, the mad is, without giving you the whole story, the mad is the damn jury and the judge said it was her fault. This woman blind.
That's what they said to me.
And she had
goodness.
To walk on a road
that's crazy.
That was not
dangerous.
ADA compliant.
And it was dangerous, too, at that. You know?
What?
It was dangerous at that.
Yeah, it was, wasn't ADA compliant.
That's
and
right.
The guy
that's
who hit her...
Yeah.
Didn't even get out of his car, him and his wife. Neither one of them got out of the car to see if this woman was alive.
That's horrible. Oh, my
goodness. So, Miss Lewis, Inner Sight salutes you, and you know that we're fighting for you, and we're going to do everything we can. And I don't want to give away the whole story. But you're going to hear her on our show the end of this month. And you're going to hear more and more about her.
That's great. I can't wait. You
know, she may get I'm hoping she gets her Supreme Court appeal.
Oh, that's awesome. I
but that's
a that.
Mad. When a jury can say blind people should not be walking around without sighted escort.
But that's horrible.
You know?
They do that to me.
That reminds me of Adolf Hitler.
Yeah,
that
me
kind
too.
Of mentality.
It's like a dictatorship living under that rule, you know? In fact, we said...
And we have to
like
stand
that.
Up and do something about that.
Yeah, I know.
And we intend to do it. With or without the agencies, we intend to do it.
Yes, we do.
I'd like to see them step up and join us and help us.
That'd be great if they did.
Turn that mad into a glad.
Yes, I can.
All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Adopt an Akita. Tom's River, New Jersey. Tuckahoe, New Jersey.
Oh, nice.
Right near Tom's River.
Mm-hmm.
Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady. 609-388-7004. Adopt the great Akita. And once again, we remind these politicians to start training dogs to protect the schools and the children.
Yeah, yeah.
Get these dogs trained as firearm detection dogs. And put a metal detector inside the door.
You know what bothers me? You have to go through... With that, what you just said, it has to go through a lot of weeks of training and this, that, and the other thing with the person. I'm just giving you what they would say. You know, that's what I got for saying that they want to
do it.
Do.
Sure.
I was thinking of it.
Every good thing takes work.
Yeah, I know.
Do it.
Yeah.
Protect the children, you know.
Well, I don't know how... I'm going to get a dog, because that's the other thing, that they don't do any training of dogs that are outside their breeding process. curled
what,
up.
I don't know what you're talking. You jumped off on something. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about a dog and how they would treat me as opposed to, you know, her. I could
a
see.
Dog? You mean a service dog for you?
A service dog, yeah.
You gotta look.
Kevin mentioned that for a little bit.
The shelters. Go around to the shelters.
They're not available there, actually. They only have short-haired dogs, most of them. And I'm allergic to
You
them.
Never know what a shelter has. You gotta call. I'd call them first.
Okay.
Call
Maybe
half a dozen.
We could go together or something?
What?
We could go together or something. That's why I have something to try and I have something to feel good about.
Every day.
You got to contact the shelters and find out what dogs they have and tell them what you're looking for.
Yeah, I don't want a small one. I want like maybe 50 pounds to 60 pounds, that range. That's what usually it is, right? 50 to 60 in that area or more.
You never know where a dog's going to come from.
Could
be
true.
Anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, in a sight, all the beautiful children of the world. Take care of them. Watch over them. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the beautiful youngsters who perished in that horrible Texas shooting. We honor them
horrible.
And remember them. All right, in a sight, remind you, go an extra mile
for
a child.
Yeah.
And save the children. Watch out for them.
Yeah.
Hey, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Kennedy. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Tell him you heard about him right here on Inner Sight. He'll like that. All right, you need dog food, cat food, medical for your animal. Nobody starved on Long Island. That's
true.
631-484-3085. Call Gary.
Yeah,
and he'll give you the whole breakdown on nobody starved on Long Island. If you need the food, let them know. 631-484-3085.
Yeah.
All right. Nobody's starved on Long Island. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. And I want to thank Silo.
Yeah.
For their help, and yours truly will probably be making an appearance this Friday at Silo.
Wait, at Silo?
For the ADA celebration.
I was thinking of going.
Not that I'm happy with the ADA, but
yeah,
it's a good opportunity to get signatures on our petition.
Yes, it is.
And turn these nursing homes
into accessible housing.
So that's the ADA Friday. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. If you want to phone them up and find out more details. All right. And I want to thank Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight.
Yeah.
For doing an exchange with us. He's going to help us get names on the petition.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we donated a free ad for Devin for his Third Eye Insight.
There you go.
Call Devin, 631-445-3464. And you have a lot of fun and stay in shape and learn how to protect yourself.
Karate.
Yeah.
Some self-defense moves.
Third Eye Insight.
That's right.
Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464. Tell them you heard about it here on Intersight. All right, what else we got? James Bahamundi, attorney, 516-783-9662, civil rights lawyer. Bahamundi. If you need any civil rights advice. All right, this is Intersight Mad or Glad Monday. I want to thank Suffolk Bus for their help, Olga Murray for her help.
Abel.
And I want to thank my friend John.
Oh, yeah.
For pledging a donation for this woman now that we're trying to help. This blind woman who, horrible situation.
Yeah.
And what happened to her.
They have some nerve not to help her in a way. She needs to be helped. And forcing
what they did to her is horrible.
It is.
You know.
I mean, for real.
She's out there in Colorado, and Intersight is planning to do a fundraiser for her and help her.
Yeah.
She didn't get a dime out of the whole thing. Nothing.
That's terrible. It is terrible.
All right, Intersight, 213-816-1650. You want to call in, sound off about a mad or glad. Anybody on the line?
Yes, we have a caller listening. They haven't raised their hand yet, I'm just watching it. And if they want to,
you want to be on the air, push number one. You'll be in the queue.
Yep.
And we'll recognize you.
Pick it up.
You want to talk about anything you're mad about or glad about?
Yeah.
Glad. Let's see. I got a glad, but you got anything?
I got a glad, yeah. I mean, I'm hoping that I'm starting to get maybe even an extra concentrator, but that isn't as strong as the one I have, which is good. Because my breathing is getting a little better because I lost a little weight. So it's there.
Well,
slowly, I'm hoping to get off the oxygen. I'm really hoping. Now I'm down to 2 liters. Remember I was at that gross 5 liters? Oh, my God, it blew a hole in my nose. It was horrible, you know?
Oh, yeah, you don't need that.
No, I still have the hole there, the token hole in the nose, and it won't close at all.
Well, not as long as you insert tubes up there, it won't. Once you stop.
No, it's not wrong. It's the right position. But they told me instead of it wearing down on one spot, to actually move it and turn it upside down. Now, that advice was the best advice I heard from a doctor. I didn't have to take medicine. I didn't have to put medicine in the back of my nose or anything like that. All I had to do is switch the cannula from where it was upside and then put it upside down. You know, and that helped a lot because it wasn't blowing the same whole area where I had a problem. So, I mean,
you got to move it around.
Yeah, that's what they want.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. That was nice of the guy. He didn't even charge me. I find that
unusual. Well,
he
shouldn't charge you.
Huh?
Agency should pay for that. It should be in your medical money.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh,
do you know how limited they are with that money? They're very limited with the agency.
Who's
money.
Limited?
I wish the agency money that you need.
Well, if they're that limited, why don't they help us? Why don't they let us help us raise money for them?
Yeah, I know.
Why don't they work with us?
They don't like our message, I suppose.
They're not limited. They don't even try to raise money. How can they be limited?
They're not.
Why don't they recruit those of us who are disabled and say, hey, you know, let's do a public service announcement or some kind of fundraiser and help us raise the money? We help you, you help us. That's how it should be.
Yeah, like an exchange. Yeah, yeah.
That's the Intersight way.
It is the Intersight. Has been the Intersight.
We do it right here on the show.
Yeah, we do.
Look at all the people we're helping.
Yeah. You helped me more than once.
They help us.
Basically, Yeah, it was very, you know, some of the things that I was getting questioned and things that were not right with all the medical stuff that I had to go through, it helped a lot when I had InterSight there for me. Because they could, oh, yeah, don't do this and don't do that and just show me what to do. And I think everybody should really, you know, take a little lesson from your little dog and, you know, come and see us at InterSight and we'll help you.
Well, these agencies need to change their mission statement.
Yes, they do.
Because it's horrible. It doesn't work anymore. It's too old.
Yeah, it is. It's antiquated.
They need to come in to the modern times.
Yeah.
And start being more creative.
Mm.
You know, that's what InterSight is about.
Yep.
That's what we urge people to do, you know. So, InterSight. Let me go down the week. Tonight's Matter Glad Monday. Tomorrow night
yep.
is open mic.
Yeah.
Wednesday night is our
nursing
home show. So you know you don't want to miss that. It's so important.
Yeah.
So many people
are
trapped.
Including me.
So many people who are apprehensive of going into a nursing home.
Well, I'm very. I don't like it.
Have that hanging over your head. That's a horrible way to live.
Very horrible.
You know.
It's
not
like,
a day goes by when somebody doesn't tell me that they hate nursing homes.
Oh, me too. I feel that we should make a t-shirt.
So why don't the government get the damn message?
I don't think so. That would be great. I'm being serious. They really should get
like we want to do.
Yeah, exactly. You know, don't pass go on it. Don't even have it evaluated. This should be from the emergency money that they get. Yes, it should be. And the reason why I'm saying that is because they have plenty of money coming in on the emergency money that they could help, you know, disabled people with this. I'd say it's a housing emergency for them. They really need to, you know, get it.
These places, these nursing homes are supposed to have hardship funds, too. You know.
They don't do shit.
When
like
do they ever
anymore.
Use them? Why do they take a person's earnings and retirement? Why don't they use the hardship fund?
Yeah, because they want to drain them as much as they can, you know, and
sure.
sell their house and sell everything.
They
want to
keep you
own.
In there.
Where they put them if somebody can't pay?
Very easy. They ask you for the key.
Wait a minute, I got a question from the studio audience. What?
Okay.
Where do they put them if they can't pay? Then where do the patients go if the funds are all dried up and the insurance is all dried up? Where do they go? State ward or something or what?
Yeah, it depends. The question is where do they put people if they can't pay?
They put them with the regular population, but they have to find an insurance. This is what happened with my mom. They have to find
Yeah, but all disabled people have disability. They take that.
Yeah,
I
know. Yeah. They
There's
can.
No such thing
they
as you can't
take
pay if you got your benefits.
I'm sorry. Continue.
Everybody has something.
Yeah, but
you know,
to take somebody's pension
age,
to me is ruthless. It's disgusting.
Then they would they'd go after your family and whatever you got.
Yeah.
Make,
yeah.
You know, they try to get your family to pay.
Yeah, that's what
they
did to me.
Do.
Yeah, they wanted me to pay my mom's former bill. She wasn't even alive anymore, and they wanted me to pay a bill. That at that point, my mom was, excuse me for saying it, dead. Okay, and they wanted me to pay her
I would
bill.
Have cursed,
she wasn't
I would
even
have cursed
in a nursing
them out.
Home
they
anymore.
Called me with that.
Oh yeah. Wow.
I would have cursed their ass out.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, InterSight. Matter Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. And let's see, Thursday night we'll have a guest with his book on Social Security.
Yeah.
How to get disability you know,
mm-hmm.
Different rules
and, what,
and regulations and all that.
Here's the other issue that they got to contend with. Now, how to get disability, that's important, but we know what's secondarily important? That if you have all of that and you're ready to go and they're there, you know, to make an assumption that you don't make enough or you make too much or, you know, things like that, that should be stopped right then and there. And then, you know, go into a fair hearing because that stuff there is just describing what's going on in that person's life at the moment, and they can't even factor that in anymore. That's the problem. And then they're being...
No, the whole system needs to be overhauled.
Yeah, I was scolded, Frank, by the judge. I was scolded. I scolded him back.
Yeah.
Because I kept thinking
about
you guys. Yeah, I kept thinking about you guys, and I'm like, oh, they'd want me to say something, especially Joe, you know, big
Joe. The whole
Joe.
System
anyway.
Is horrible.
Oh, it's very bad, very bad.
Be treated like
you know,
that.
You don't know what to do with it. It's that bad.
Because
you never
Social Security is a branch of the government.
Yeah.
And they're all in with the same damn thing.
It's the nursing homes. Get them into nursing homes. That's what they're there for. Yeah.
Well, that's going to be one of my questions Thursday night.
Yeah.
How do you, when you're on Social Security, disability or whatever, how do you stop a nursing home from taking your money?
Yeah, you can't.
I bet you that guy can't answer that question.
I bet you he can, but he's going to make a lot of reference to other things, that if he's too much money.
I bet you he can't.
And this and that. That's what they say to people. Your income is too much. That's why you have to spend it down in a trust. And then they control what's in the trust, what goes in the trust.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how do you stop a nursing home?
Mm-hmm.
Why does Social Security allow a nursing home to take that money away from somebody?
It's terrible,
you know?
Honestly.
You haven't broken any law.
Nope, I didn't. But you have
that's
to be...
That's still your money.
Yes, it is. If I get out of the nursing home and then I say I'm living outside now of
that.
The nursing home, that now money comes to me again. But they don't use it in the nursing home. That's terrible. They should have a little fund for the person to get a haircut. My mother never had it. I had to go one time with my stupid eyes and give her a haircut. I couldn't see ever what I was doing. I'm serious. That's terrible. Your family member should not be kept that way, really. How to cut a hair.
Nobody should.
No. And her hair was all knotty and everything. I felt so bad. I did the best I could with it, but I think I...
From neglect.
Yeah. I think I
severe
also cut
severe neglect.
Out
to,
yeah,
places.
It is. It definitely is. I cut her hair, and it didn't look so bad. I was like, okay, somebody tell me how it looks, if it's okay. I had to cut my own freaking mother's hair. That's what bothers me, you know?
New York, 823, New York, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. And is anybody out there on the line?
Just that one person listening.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, mystery caller.
You want to say hi only?
Anyway.
I don't have to let me.
No.
You want me to answer it?
Nope.
Okay.
Not unless they want to
not
talk.
Yet. That's right. They got 10 minutes
so,
waiting.
In listening to the news now, Mr. Biden says he's going to run again.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he runs so fast we can't catch him. But anyway.
We can't run
again. And now he went over to Saudi Arabia.
Why did he go there?
This week, you know.
Yeah.
Now I'm not against helping people, you know.
Yeah.
But first, he ought to take care of what's going on over here.
That's true.
And then go over there and say, "Hey, we got the best system in the world." See, he can't say that about this country. How can you say that?
You can't, not anymore.
When there's no enforcement, on the ADA.
Nothing.
People are forced into nursing homes. There's no law to protect you when you're denied a guide dog, a service dog.
There's nothing.
That's not taking care of all the people, helping all the people.
No, it isn't.
So him going to another country and whatever he's doing, I don't know, maybe he's got investments over there, money, I don't know.
No, I doubt that. I just think he's trying to make it look good before he, you know, gets out of office. He didn't want to be a lame duck president. That's my opinion.
I don't know. But I do know.
I think he has HUD do a lot. That's true.
I do know that he's neglecting millions and millions of people in this country.
In nursing homes, yeah.
And more.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, Mr. Biden, you want to get reelected? Call
mm-hmm.
me up. I'll tell you how to get reelected.
Yeah, right.
You know. I mean,
yeah,
you want to get votes?
Yeah.
You know, change this system.
I'd say.
Be more creative. Change it for the
mm-hmm.
better. Unburden all these people paying taxes like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
For things that they don't get or use. That's the worst part.
Yeah. Inner sight.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what else is in the news? I listened earlier.
Oh, you did? I was listening too, but I didn't get any good feedback from the news.
The airlines, I heard the airlines, I don't know if this is a mad or a glad, but maybe it's a glad
mm-hmm.
to some people. The airlines are allowing people to sell their seats on the airplane. Yeah.
Airline? Oh, wow.
You can
Why
sell your
they
seat.
Do that? Why would they want to do that?
I don't know, because maybe there's not enough people flying. I don't know.
Well, that's
but I heard that, and it's kind of weird.
It is weird. They don't sell their seats normally. Something's going on, that's my opinion.
Then they give you the 10 best cities where you can find a job. I don't believe that.
What, is New York out of there?
Oh, New York was one of them.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
They said New Mexico and the Southwest.
Oh, yeah, people are settling
in
Southwest.
I don't
particularly like Southwest Airlines. I saw they had...
No, not airlines, Southwest country, Southwest part of the country.
Oh, yeah, it's nice down there.
Supposed to be easier to...
Yeah.
More job, they said. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. You know who said that, too? Kramer, the guy you don't like.
Oh, that guy's a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
But what he says, if you listen to it carefully, I did once in a while. I used to, sell my stocks when he had a certain look on his face where I was able to see it. Now I can't see it, so I leave it alone. I don't. You know, touch that stock. Until
he never
I feel
says anything that'll help us.
No.
We're disabled.
Yeah, he never,
never
did that.
I never
I mean,
heard
I
him
think
say
if
one
I,
thing.
I think if I was, you know, able to really speak with him and just say, we're really trying to find, you know, somebody who's going to help us out with X, Y, Z, and that's worth, I think he'll do it. But I think he needs a...
Well, what he ought
you know.
To say is get rid of these damn nursing homes and free up all
mm-hmm.
this money in this economy.
Oh, a lot of money. Yeah.
To help people.
Yeah. Now, I
I'd like
just
to hear him at least say
that.
He doesn't even have to get specific on it.
That's right. He's got to know right in there is $196 billion now. That is crazy.
Well, that was a couple of years ago.
Say.
I don't know what the latest. Can you find the latest
budget?
Yeah,
I didn't find one yet, so I'm still looking for it.
It's got to be around someplace.
Yeah, it's only 2 years ago. Not too bad. You know? That's right at the heart of COVID. And yet people were dying. That's the craziest part. You have people out there dying. What the heck are you doing about it? That's what I kept saying. And people just wanted me to shut up. That's not cool. All right? I didn't shut up. I just kept
going.
They
still haven't gotten people out of the nursing homes.
No, they haven't.
They haven't learned anything.
My mother would have died in there eventually. But she died.
They haven't learned anything from what this last governor did.
No. And I
that's the trouble with politicians. They don't listen. They don't learn.
No, they don't. Yeah.
You know. Let's get the Able News.
Yeah,
I want to thank Angela for the ad,
mm-hmm.
in her site, and I want to thank her for supporting our nursing home idea.
Yeah. Let's just
turn them into accessible housing.
Okay, here it is. I finally found it. You ready?
Able News.
Okay. Come on. Okay.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
What I'd like to know, all information is supposed to be on the internet, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many nursing homes are there in this country?
Oh, there are a lot, but you could boil that down to
I want a number.
Yeah, actual number. Okay, let me see if I can grab
it. You look that up?
Yeah, I can.
How many nursing homes are there in this country?
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Because
why
then that would
country.
Tell you.
Okay.
What?
You want it by country.
In this country?
Yeah.
In the United States?
Yeah.
I want to know how many.
Okay.
Because then you would get an idea if you're going to turn them into accessible housing, how much housing you could get out of
them. Right. Exactly.
You know. But you got to know. I bet you they don't tell you.
I bet you they don't tell you either.
There's
yeah,
so many statistics that they're afraid to give.
You know, I found a website that gives those type of statistics. It's called Disability Statistics. It's just exactly what you are looking for.
Well,
so
is
I'm looking
it on
for
there?
It right now. I'm looking. I really am.
Let's see if it has it.
Yeah.
How many nursing homes are there in the United States?
Okay.
I'll put the United States because they're not going to know what you mean.
Yep. Okay. Let's do this. How many nursing homes are there in the United States?
Simple
United.
Question.
Yeah.
See if you can get a simple answer. Simple answer, a number.
Okay, here we go. Oh, this is an audit department. Oh, that's better. Nursing home infection prevention and control.
I don't want that. I want to know the number of nursing homes.
See,
they give
you
everything, but these people are a bunch of morons. They're supposed to be intelligent.
Let me tell you what they
I don't
have.
Think they're
it's
intelligent.
It's in this group of things that I just got. It's 1.3 million residents live approximately in 1,450 Medicaid and care certified homes in the United States as February 2020. It's still going back to that date, by the way. State
wait a
survey,
minute. Read that number again. How many?
Okay, 15,450. based on the Medicare and Medicaid certified
15,450 nursing homes?
Yes.
Is that what it says?
Yep. And it handles 1.5 million residents living in approximately, and then it goes on to say 15,450 Medicare and Medicaid establishments. So that's where that, oh, and this was provided.
I wonder if that's the complete number.
It was provided on February 2020. So that's the last time they did a review, I think.
So over 15,000.
Yeah.
Nursing homes.
Yeah. And 1.3
Medicaid.
Million residents.
What about the others, the Medicare and all
the
that?
The privacy one? The I don't know. Didn't say.
You have to add
I'm
those.
Looking. Oh, it says even revised. Announced or revised, and it said revised because I guess it changed while they were doing it. Oh,
well,
expected. Okay, issue date, fiscal year. So on 2022, they're going to redo it again, it looks like. It says 2022. All right, so we'll wait for it.
Oh, we'll have to get that figure, but over 15,000.
Right.
That's a lot of places. That would be a lot of...
That is a lot of places.
Apartments.
Yeah. That would work well.
See,
for
along, and by the way, part of our idea, along with turning the nursing homes into apartments, that law should also include that every eligible apartment must be made accessible.
Exactly. Like, for example, where I'm
that's
living right
be
now,
part
my
of
mother-in-law.
That.
Yeah, it should be. It really
it's
should
be. Part of that.
I don't have an exit right now.
To work.
Yeah, no.
You don't have a what?
I don't have an exit right now, to be honest. Somebody has to help me get down the ramp in the backyard, and
don't
it's
have an exit.
Treacherous at times when it's dark back there. Very scary.
What do you mean? You just said you had a ramp. What were you?
I have a ramp, but I don't have rails on the ramp that I'm using yet. My husband's building.
No, these people are supposed to help you. They
didn't
do a damn thing.
And it's supposed to be my emergency ramp, not anything that
they?
I am using on a regular basis. Now I'm freaking using that ramp on a regular basis. That's craziness. My husband had to build that ramp for me. He did. That's crazier yet.
That program that you applied for,
they
haven't done a thing for you yet, right?
Just write up everything, and then I want to try and find out where they are with it so I know where to go.
All paperwork
that.
To make sure that they get
paperwork.
Their money.
Yeah, and it's all right.
That's what that is.
You know what happened? You know how Mary was in the wrong program? I think I was in the wrong program. You know why I say that? Because when I was looking for some stuff, I get a call from somebody saying that they're working on my thing, and they said that it's the nursing home transition program. She was put into the program that I'm going for because it's a better program than nursing home one, but no, I was never put in that. I wish I was supposed to.
The whole thing is
one.
Totally confusing.
It is very confusing. Yes.
You know, there's a phrase in the Bible. I wish I could think of the scripture, but I know it. The devil is a god of confusion.
Oh, yes, he is.
That's the nursing homes.
Yes, they are.
You know?
Very confusing.
They put you in. There's programs to get you out. You come out. How many people go back in? And how many more are waiting to go in. That is confusion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of those people waiting in the hospitals, you know, the thing that they make you do, the discharge planners, they make you pick 4 to 5 nursing homes. Yeah. When you need help to get out of the hospital. Because the hospital can't
In addition, there isn't 1 cent in any of these programs to get rid of the nursing homes.
Nothing, I know.
Not a one.
Not a one. Mm-mm.
Not a one.
You know
nothing.
Why I
no
say
money
this?
For
I
that.
Experienced it. I experienced every bit of it. And I just became a fighter, that an extreme fighter on it. Because I'm not going to let it take me over. Not, nope. No, sorry.
Yeah, well, unless you have the funds, you know, reality is, unless you have the funds, you don't have any choice. Where
well,
are you going to go?
I'm not going to do that. I'd rather go to a homeless shelter than go to a freaking nursing
you,
home.
Millions of people, where's the person going to go?
A homeless shelter. That's where they go. That's terrible.
Yeah.
It really is.
Homeless shelter.
To know
and,
that you're pushing people into nursing homes. No, not into nursing homes. You want people in nursing homes, but they don't want to be there. You're pushing them into making a decision that they don't want to make. They
yeah,
don't want
and
to
the
do
homeless
it.
Shelter takes your money, too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. How much does it take? Is it less than a nursing home? Just curious.
Well, they get money from the state, and plus they take a certain amount of your check.
That's terrible, really. People are down and out. They can't get any clothes or funding or anything, and then you're taking money from them. That has got to go. I'm sorry. I don't care how many people want it to be the way it is. It's not going to be the way it is. Not if I'm on that plan. No, no, no. Uh-uh.
It's a horror story.
It is, very much. I promise.
All right, man, I'm glad Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get the number. 213-816-1650 if you want to sound off about what you're mad about or glad about. Call in.
Yeah.
Now, what were you going to say?
No, what I was going to say is that people don't realize how bad this has made, you know, our... You know, to get it rid of it, basically. And that's the biggest nightmare. That's what's happening right now. That they have $196 billion. That's a crazy amount. Just a crazy amount that are going into these nursing homes.
You know why? You know why this woman that we're helping now? You know why that jury and that judge ruled against her? I'm going to tell you why.
Mm.
Because these damn agencies for the blind weren't there to support her and didn't do a damn thing about the whole situation and still aren't.
Right.
You know? That's where that comes from. The attitude of the agencies. So people conclude, the agencies... are not doing anything about it. Why should we?
Yes.
So they must conclude that the agencies say that we're right.
The agencies
that a person shouldn't go out who's blind without a sighted escort.
Yeah. They said that to me.
That's where that comes from.
I know. Now,
if these damn agencies don't do a thing about it.
If they trained me a good dog and I had a good dog, then you know what? That's all I'll be using, you know?
Yeah, well, that's different. You
that's
have a guide
crazy.
Dog.
Yeah, it's different.
That helps a lot. But even though
the
street should still be accessible.
Yes, it should.
Even
it
with the
dog. Shouldn't
have
been taken in that manner and fly over... No, that's unacceptable.
But that's the reasoning, and that's why this happens.
Yeah.
Not one damn agency came forward to help Miss Lewis.
That's terrible.
Not a one.
That's really terrible, if you ask me.
And we didn't know about it.
No.
Wish we had.
Yeah, I wish I had, too.
Anyway, Inner Sight, and, Friday night, the funny. Don't forget, we goof off over here.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, have a lot of fun. Louie will be here, and we'll get a little preview of Louie usually tomorrow night on open mic.
Oh, yeah. He likes to come on.
All right.
Yeah.
On Inner Sight. So, well, what happened with this guy? That he's going to... there was supposed to be a lawsuit with this Musk, with the Twitter.
Oh, Elon Musk? With the, on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, he just... He's blown smoke up everybody's, you know, skirt, let's put it that way, for the women.
So he didn't
the
buy it?
Pants. What?
He didn't buy
nice
the Twitter?
Guy? I don't know.
No, I said he didn't buy it.
No, he didn't. He was going to. Then he changed his mind.
Yeah. So they're going to probably take him to court.
I don't know what they said that they wanted to do with him, but I do know one thing, that he, you know, supports all his brands and tells you about it, you know?
Twitter tweet.
I would say a big advertisement, if you really wanted to know the truth. That's what that was all about.
Who does he support?
To control the, you know, the talking and all that comes out of Twitter. He wanted to do that, but he couldn't do it. So he stopped looking to do it.
Oh, he wanted to change Twitter?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Well, who knows? We only know what's in the news. We don't know the real story
behind
all that.
Yeah.
Maybe his wife told him, oh, no, I don't want that. Buy me something else.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'm the one who does the...
I don't want no tweet.
...in the house. I know how to
buy
do
me
it,
a pet lion or, you know, whatever.
A lion? Why a lion? I thought you wanted an elephant.
Anyway.
You
Inner
want
Sight...
an
elephant? What?
You didn't want an elephant? I thought you wanted an elephant.
Oh, not me. I'm talking about the wife. She wants, maybe she wanted a pet lion.
She wanted a, oh, that's pretty interesting.
Muskie's wife.
I like that idea. You know?
I love elephants.
Yeah, I know. They're really such a sweet animal. You cannot, you know, get something like that. That's really hard. Forget.
You know, an elephant can walk through the thickest underbrush and you won't hear it.
Yeah, and even with those big ears, they won't hear it. They say
no,
that
the person, no, you, the person won't
good.
Hear it. The elephant, no.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Elephants are very, very smart.
Yeah, perceptive, too.
I like the way they wash themselves with the water. They pick it up, the trunk.
Oh, yeah, I like that, too. I should
put it over their back.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So
it's so
sweet.
Cool. Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, and anybody like to be on the show, drop us a line, innersight@pmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
No attachments. Or you can call the Inner Sight number 631-224-3090.
Yep.
Some guy sent me, some person, I don't know if it's a guy, sent me an email, wants to be on the show, something about a Medicaid website on the computer or something.
Yeah,
I didn't quite get what it was, but...
I'll have to look at it.
I sent them my phone number. What?
I have to look at that, I guess, see what's going on.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Something about Medicaid recipients.
Mm-hmm.
Get a free, oh, that's what it is. You get a free website.
Oh.
Or internet. They'll pay for your internet if you're a Medicaid recipient.
Oh, that's crazy now. I wouldn't think that they would do something like that. That's great if they do that. This way I wouldn't have to pay for that very high internet cost that I have. you know?
Well, I don't know how good it is, but...
Yeah, that's true, too.
You know, it's the government.
Get what you pay for.
They may restrict you from putting...
Oh, yeah.
...stuff on there. Who knows?
Yeah. That's kind of weird, being restricted
from putting
stuff on
there. The person who sent me that,
you
know, you could come on the show and talk about it.
Yeah, and I'd like to hear what, you know, he was thinking about that. That'd be interesting. You know?
Some group, I forget the name of it, but they want to come on and talk about the Medicaid website.
On the internet. Oh, the website. Okay.
Yeah, how you get, the internet,
too.
That is. How you can get it for free.
Oh, yeah, that's good, too.
Yeah. All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, 850, New York. Man, a glad Monday.
Yeah.
Anything you're glad about or mad about, put it right here. You know, I'll tell you, I'm mad about this ADA.
I don't like ADA. It doesn't
oh,
run
this damn
to
thing
anybody.
Is horrible. This ADA
is
not the way it should be.
It's absolutely crazy that people would be celebrating something so atrocious as that. I don't know. I can't think of any other reason why. You know?
Oh, it's not what it should be. It's not strong enough. No money behind it.
Yeah, yeah,
it.
I know.
You know.
Doesn't have any...
By the way, I want to thank Silo for allowing us to go to their event and try to get signatures on our petition.
Yeah, I got
to
bring
the nursing home
something
into
with me.
Accessible housing.
Yeah. Then I got to wipe it for the next person.
Well, we have the ad. We have to put in the new ad, the revised ad.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then she put that up on the... Website. People can access that.
Oh, yeah, which is good.
And they can sign
when
they
go
want
there.
To. At their,
I want
to
go there
convenience,
and do it.
You know. So that event is Friday, 11:30 at Silo. Their number is 631-880-7929. I want to get more information. From 11:30 to 2:30, I think it is. It's a late morning, afternoon event.
Wow.
I don't know who's going to be there or what they're going to have, you know, but... My buddy Devin's supposed to be there, so I told him I'd...
Oh, he is? Cool. I'll get to meet him.
All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday. And I'll tell you one thing. I would love to, you know what would make me glad?
What?
To find a foundation that would donate money to get rid of the nursing homes.
Would that be awesome?
You know, turn them into accessible housing. I wonder if there's a foundation in this country that exists like that.
Oh, wow. I'd have to look it up.
That is a question.
What
is a question for that
the
website
right
you said on disabilities?
Yeah, I am.
You know? Are there any foundations?
What do you want me to ask? How many?
Are there any... Be quiet, and I'll tell you. Are there any foundations that would donate money to get rid of nursing homes?
I got that.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
You know? That's what we need.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to do that. We'd have to do it.
I don't know if a foundation like that exists.
I don't think so either. Any foundation.
Well, put it in. See what you get.
Yeah, that.
Probably get some runaround.
Yeah, I know.
Jargon.
Exactly. Any foundation.
Jargon,
that
jargon.
Get rid of nursing homes. That's what I wrote. Is that good?
you know, where do you go to get money if you want to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing? I mean, other than private, you know, individual donors, I mean. What foundation would donate to that?
Okay, hang on. Any foundation that will get you money to get rid of nursing homes?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Is there a foundation that will donate money to get rid of nursing
homes? Is there... Oh, this is annoying. Sorry. Any foundation that will donate, to get rid of nursing homes?
No, no. Is there a foundation that will donate money to get rid of nursing homes?
Oh, okay. Is...
A foundation.
Foundation.
That will donate money.
That will donate
to get rid of nursing homes. Go find one.
Yeah, right? All right. Any. Okay, foundation.
Well, now here's the thing. The independent living centers can't apply for that grant.
No, they can't.
They can't apply for that.
Nope.
None of the agencies can. We could.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah. But is there one that exists?
I'm looking.
That's
got a lot
question.
Of junk here. Okay.
Yeah.
Any?
I doubt if there is one.
We'll get you money. Okay.
I doubt very much.
Yeah.
If you're going to find a foundation that gives a grant for that.
Yeah.
If they do, I know we're going to get it.
Yeah, I know. We're going to find
we'll
a way
get
to get it.
Sure.
I know that.
We're the only group that I know of
that does that. Yeah.
That's trying to get rid of these damn nursing homes. All right, Inner Sight, be with you tomorrow night on open mic.
Yeah.
And thank all our listeners, all our friends. Keep the show on the air. Did you find one?
Nope, not yet. I'm still looking.
Nah, doesn't exist.
I don't think Hold on, what's this? NOLO. It says how to find a foundation grant funding for your charitable NOLO, non-for-profit. I don't see anything
That's what I am. Where is it?
Yeah, but
you can't find a foundation like that.
No, you can't. There's nothing. What is a foundation for money? What the hell is that?
That's why you got nursing homes, see? Because these places don't exist.
No, they don't. But there's also what you're mixed with in terms of finding things. For example, foundation directory online, find grant makers and nonprofit funders. I don't think
that's
making
money. Yeah, but not to get rid of nursing homes.
Nope, I don't think so. You're
right.
Doesn't exist.
All right, Insight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Be with you tomorrow night. Thank you for listening. And, be good out there. Inner Sight around the world. Thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Inner.
Take care.
Inner Sight.
Good night.